Indoor hospitality resumes today for the first time since last December, while many pubs will open their doors for the first time since March 2020. People who are fully vaccinated or who have recently recovered from COVID-19 will be allowed to avail of indoor hospitality along with accompanied minors. Health officials have urged people to embrace the reopening safely. Kate Carlin reports.
It's been a long wait for restaurants, cafes and bars around the country, but from today they can reopen for indoor hospitality. However, businesses will operate under strict public health rules and only customers with proof of vaccination or recovery from COVID-19 will be allowed to enter. There are different rules for children under the age of 18. They can enter when accompanied by a parent or guardian. Under updated guidelines agreed late last night, contact tracing is now only to be required for the lead person at a table and solo customers. Businesses will provide table service only, while a maximum of 6 people aged over the age of 13 will be allowed at a table. The Restaurants Association of Ireland says today is a giant leap forward, but has warned that a quarter of businesses will not be able to reopen immediately due to a lack of staff.
On this programme, Padraig Cribben, the Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, welcomed changes on contact tracing and on designated tables. Mr Cribben said there were some issues to be clarified.
There are still some elements that we haven't seen the templates yet that are to be used for recording purposes, and I'm still waiting to see the actual regulation in respect of the vaccination certification for people from the US, the UK and Northern Ireland. So there's quite an amount of work still to be done this morning so that all of the regulations can be complied with when people open.
Ministers in the Stormont Power Sharing Executive are to hold a virtual meeting today to consider further relaxations of COVID restrictions for Northern Ireland and discuss ways to tackle health waiting lists. The executive will re-examine a number of decisions that were postponed last week amid concerns about rising infection numbers, including allowing theatres and concert halls to welcome back audiences. A man in his 60s was pronounced dead at University Hospital Waterford yesterday evening after being recovered from the sea at Tremore Beach. Gardaí and emergency services were called to the scene at about 5:30. A post-mortem examination is due to take place. A man in his late 60s has died in a single-vehicle road crash in County Meath. He was the driver of a car which crashed into a wall near Drumconrath shortly after 6:30 yesterday evening. The President of Tunisia has announced the suspension of the country's parliament and the dismissal of the Prime Minister following countrywide protests against the government's handling of the coronavirus crisis. Qais Saied said the measures were aimed at saving the state. The Speaker of Tunisia's parliament accused the President of launching a coup against the 2011 revolution and the constitution. The biggest solar energy farm in the country will open this morning near Kinsale in County Cork. The €5 million facility is located on a 16-acre site at Dunduro. It will produce up to 5.6 megawatts of electricity for US pharmaceutical manufacturer Lilly. Our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy.
Lilly is one of the longest established pharmaceutical manufacturers in Ireland. It's been based on a 50-hectare site near Kinsale since 1978 and has been manufacturing there since 1981. Today, Lilly has a workforce of almost 2,000 people directly and another 500 indirectly in Ireland, and it continues to grow. Its latest development is a €5 million solar energy farm, the biggest in the Republic, capable of producing up to 5.6 megawatts of electricity. That's enough electricity to power every house in Kinsale. It will reduce Lilly's carbon footprint by 2,350 tonnes per year. The facility will be opened later this morning by the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, and by Lilly's chairman and chief executive, Dave Ricks. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Cork.
In England, heavy rain and thunderstorms have caused severe flash flooding in parts of London. buses and cars were left stranded and many homeowners were forced to make makeshift barricades in an attempt to protect their properties. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ rated air-to-water heat pump to heat your new build home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Some bright or sunny spells in eastern counties today, but cloud will thicken from the west during the day. Showery outbreaks of rain will develop across the western half of the country during the morning, extending eastwards during the afternoon and reaching eastern and northeastern counties in the evening. There will be heavy or thundery downpours at times, which may lead to spot flooding in places. Highest temperatures 18 to 23 degrees.